This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the gun controls, I'm not going to take away anybody's guns. I'm of the constitutional absolutist, and we can argue about whether the Second Amendment was intended to protect guns, but that argument is now been settled by the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia's decision is a very expansive interpretation of the right to own a gun. But more importantly, anybody who tells you that with incremental changes or incremental laws in regulating guns. And by the way, I want to say this. I have two members of my family that were killed in gun violence. So, I understand the heartbreak that this is causing to so many Americans. It's touched my family directly. And I know as president that you are going to expect me, and I'm going to do everything I can to reduce gun violence in this country. I think one of the tools that has been taken out of my hands is taking away people's guns. I don't think it's the right thing right now because it will just polarize our country. I've lived in rural areas of this country. I know how integrated gun culture is in those areas and how important it is to them in the way they view the Constitution. I also know we're living in a time when the Constitution has been under attack, all the other amendments, in an unprecedented way, and how that would be seen by people who believe strongly in the Second Amendment as part of a systematic assault on our Bill of Rights. And I don't want to get into that debate. I want to stop the school shootings. And if it comes down to protecting the schools the way that we protect airlines, I will do that. I do not want any more children dying in our schools. I also am going to look very closely at the role of psychiatric drugs in these events. And there are no good studies right now that should have been done years ago on this issue, because there's a tremendous circumstantial evidence that those like SSRIs and benzos and other drugs are doing this. There's something happening in our country right now that is not happening anywhere else in the world and has never happened in human history. And you have to look at some of the almost all of these drugs. If you look at their manufacturer's inserts, they include a side effect of homicidal and suicidal behavior. And prior to the introduction of Prozac, we had almost none of these events in our country, and we've never seen them in human history, where people walk into a schoolroom of children or strangers and start shooting people. There's other nations that have as many guns per capita as we do, like Switzerland. Switzerland, the last school shooting was 21 years ago. We have one every 21 hours. The one thing that we have that's different than anybody in the world is the amount of psychiatric drugs our children are taking and our people are taking. And we need to look at that, and NIH should have done that years ago, but they will not do it, and they'll block other people from doing it because they're working not for us, but for the pharmaceutical industry, and this is their major profit center today. And so nobody wants to hear, none of those, the pharma does not want to hear about any problems with SSRIs, but I will do those studies immediately when I get into office. And we're going to get the truth. Guns, the proliferation of guns, clearly abet violence. But anybody who tells you that they can remove enough guns, AR-15s, whatever, by tinkering at the margins and get to the kind of the situation that they have in Western Europe is pulling your leg. It's not going to happen. We need to look now at other solutions. And the only way we're ultimately going to get gun controls in this country is through consensus, and that consensus cannot happen when we're all at each other's throats. We need to assure the public, people who feel insecure about the Constitution, that our Constitution is no longer under threat, that nobody wants to come and take away their guns, and that will bring people to the table.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show. We're about to hear more from RFK Jr. when it comes to his presidential campaign. After that, Maria Z will be taking over hosting the show. And then I've got all the breaking news and video clips for you at 3 o'clock Central Time right here from the InfoWars headquarters in Austin, Texas, hosting the War Room, including guest Jim Hoft coming up with some big breaking news. But first, we hear from RFK Jr. and then Maria Z.
Congress and admitted that there was a secret network of biolabs in Ukraine who contained materials that were so potentially dangerous that she was worried about them falling into Russian hands.
After the media had been characterizing that fact as disinformation, as Russian disinformation for weeks, and punishing those of us who were saying, yeah, this is what's happening. And then Victoria Nuland gets in front of Congress and gets a free question from Marco Rubio and actually is under oath and answers it honestly and says, yeah, we got bioweapons labs there and we're really scared the Russians are going to get in there and get our stuff.
It was so weird. One of these embarrassing data points that show that, you know, we're constantly being fed information about this war. And then these things, you know, pop up and you realize that, you know, they may not be telling us everything.
We've been propagandized with these comic book depictions that are now formulaic, you know, that there's a bad guy, he did a bad thing, it was unprovoked, and the United States needs to go in and fix this situation by the people he's victimizing. And, you know, it's such a good testimony of the American people that, you know, that they're willing to make those sacrifices, in some cases, of our children, of our fortune, to go in and help other countries. But the problem is we're being victimized too by our own agencies, which are leaving out the contextual information, which are leaving out the nuance, which are leaving out the entire history in this case of U.S. provocations, which brought us and also brought Ukraine into a war that is not helping Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine has now lost probably 350,000 kids, and they are in much worse position than when they began, when they, you know, in February 2014, in 2019, they could have signed the Minsk Accords and kept Donbass and had nobody killed. And they're never gonna get back to that place again. And as you guys understand, the Russians are not going to win this war. They cannot afford to win this war. This war is existential for Russia. And it would be like us losing a war in Mexico.
You mean Ukraine can't.
Ukraine cannot win this war.
Well, you can't know that. But the point is, we tried. We never tried taking NATO off the table. We never tried giving our support to the Minsk agreements.
Yeah, and there's a big question because Zelensky ran in 2019 on a peace platform. And I've pointed out before that, you know, he's a comedian and an actor, which I'm not saying in a disparaging way because my wife is also both of those things. But I say that because he had no involvement in politics. And yet he won in this huge landslide with 70% of the vote because he was running on a peace platform with the promise that he would sign the Minsk Accords and settle this. And the Minsk Accords did the same thing that ultimatum did, which is they said NATO will forever keep out of Ukraine and that Donbass would be made an autonomous region within the Ukraine that was still governed by the Ukraine, but would be able to retain its own language and culture and be able to protect its citizens against violent aggression and deadly aggression from forces like the Azov Battalion and other hostile forces within the Ukrainian government. And by the way, the Ukraine, the Donbass, voted 90-10 to leave the Ukraine and join Russia, join the Russian Federation, 90-10. And the Russian Vladimir Putin said, no, we don't want you. We want Ukraine to stay a complete country. And they agreed, Russia agreed, France agreed, Germany agreed on the Minsk Accords, which was that a reasonable settlement, keep NATO out of the Ukraine. And why, you know, my uncle, President Kennedy, used to always say, if you want to have, the only way to have peace is if you put yourself into the shoes of your adversary. If we are not able to negotiate with our adversaries on issues like that, there are now existential threats. And it's not just AI, it's these bioweapons development where, you know, we have these labs now all over the world, in Ukraine, et cetera, that are developing all kinds of hideous bioweapons, and including, you know, ethnic bioweapons that kill people from certain races, et cetera, that are designed to do that, and they already have them. And they're ready to escape. And, you know, every country in the world has wanted to ban bioweapons. We initiated, Richard Nixon signed the bioweapons treaty in 1973, got all the countries in the world to agree to stop developing them. But we, the CIA, continue to secretly develop them. And then after 2001, we passed the Patriot Act and we relaunched the bioweapons arms race. So now every country in the world, or many, many countries, are now developing them. We should shut the whole thing down. You know, COVID was clearly a bioweapons problem. And you saw what that did to us. What if it was a real disease, a disease that had a 50% mortality, like dengue fever, Ebola, or you know, one of these other really deadly viruses? They got those in the labs too. What if that was the one that escaped? Let's shut it down around the world. Let's have a real shutdown of all bioweapons development, have verification of that. And then let's sit down with the other people from Iran, from Israel, from Russia and China, and talk about AI, okay, and make sure that one country does not develop a weapon that is going to kill all the rest of us. We need to have, you can't just have one country regulating this. China alone cannot be regulating the development of digital superintelligence. You need the United States and China. All of us need to be participating. All of us need to be able to police the research that's happening in other countries. And we need to have transparency and protection. Otherwise, we are headed down the road to a very grim dystopian future for all of humanity. We are beyond the point where we can afford the luxury of not negotiating about these things with the other powers in the planet. And, you know, we need a president who is aware of these threats to humanity and sees himself as the guardian of all of humanity and is thinking about this 24 hours a day. how do we avert this kind of future, a bioweapons extinction or an AI extinction? It's beyond, we cannot afford not to negotiate about this stuff anymore. And how we're allow all these agencies. The CIA is developing this stuff too. And we have no idea. They are not friendly to the American, the American system. I talked to Mike Pompeo the other day, and he said when he was at the agency, he was very candid and really smart about the agency. And he said when he was there, he did not do a good job of dismantling, of dismantling agency capture at the CIA. And he said if you take the upper echelon of that agency, it's made up almost entirely of people who do not believe in the institutions of the United States and democracy. And, and I think that's absolutely true from everything I know, and I know a lot about that agency. And we've got to, get off of war footing, which gives these institutions the excuse to be super secret and non-
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Today, the media has produced some of the most detailed reports on things like smart cities, geoengineering, the injections, and so much more. We're known for producing incredibly detailed reports all over the world. And, you know, I don't say that to boast. I just mean we are really, really, truly very good researchers here. And last night, we dropped the one of the biggest bombshell reports we have dropped to date, which is the smoking gun on geoengineering. Just last week here on InfoWars, I had guest Dane Wigington on with me talking about the fact that the major cause of climate change is geoengineering, or so-called climate change, and these people are tampering with the skies. And traditionally, it's been very, very difficult to prove geoengineering because you can't get a hold of the contracts. You don't know who's doing it, except for the fact that Z Media has done exactly that. So we did some digging and found that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the United States were the ones that were responsible for holding all of these reports. There is legislation in the United States that says that these regular reports, once geoengineering is conducted, have to be submitted to the NOAA. We found their library online, very, very difficult to dig through, but we found it. And we've got evidence of projects that have taken place in Utah, projects that have taken place in Texas. I'm going to show you some of those and an excerpt from the report that we dropped in a moment, if the team can cue that clip up. And then after that, I really want to bring to open up the phone lines and give specific priority to whistleblowers from the industry. That means anyone that's been involved in geoengineering. Obviously, you know, you can remain anonymous, but I have questions for these people, and I won't judge you. I want to know the ins and outs of the industry. I want to know people that have been involved in either installing the equipment, repairing these planes. We've got part two of our geoengineering expose being released later on this week on zmedia.com. And part one is on Bandob Video right now. The clip that I'm about to play is about 4 minutes long, but I think the entirety of the United States and all the Earth really needs to see this because they're spraying the whole Earth and there's a contract for it. Here it is. Earth. The purpose of the project or activity is to reduce average global temperature. The sponsor is Make Sunsets Incorporated / Luke Eisman. He's the founder, and those are his details. The target area is all of Earth. The location is all of Earth, and the size of the area is over 196 million square miles. The date of the first actual weather modification here on the right-hand side activities to be undertaken is the 12th of February 2023. The expected termination date of weather modification activities is the 23rd of March 2223. That is over 200 years after commencement. In Section 6, it says description of weather modification apparatus, modification agents, and their dispersal rates, the techniques employed, etc., says, we are deploying sulfur dioxide, calcium carbonate, and or other proprietary compounds into the stratosphere to offset global warming. Our deployments will occur via balloons and or other aircraft. Deployment rates will vary, peaking at no more than 100 megatons in total per year, and of course the initial flights will contain much less than that. In Section 7 under logbooks, where it asks for the details of the responsible individual from whom logbooks or other records may be obtained, Luke Eisman again is listed again as the founder. And in Section 8 under safety and environment, there are three questions. Has an environmental impact statement, federal or state, been filed? If yes, please furnish a copy as applicable. The box there is ticked no. Have provisions been made to acquire the latest forecasts, advisories, warnings, etc. of the National Weather Service, Forest Service, or others when issued prior to and during operations? The box again is ticked no. The final question, have any safety procedures, operational constraints, provisions for suspension of operations, monitoring methods, etc., and any environmental guidelines related to the possible effects of the operations been included in the operational plans? Again, the box is ticked no. You can see at the bottom the certification signed off again by Luke Eisman, and this document was signed on the 31st of March 2023. This is an example from Utah. Approximately 15 ground-based cloud nuclei generators will be used. As you can see here, the dates for these were between the 15th of November 22 until the 15th of April 2023, and the affiliation here is North American Weather Consultants. This one was conducted between the 1st of November 2022, ending the expected termination date being the 15th of April 2023. It was the San Juan Mountains program, which they call Winter Snowpack and Precipitation Augmentation. This one is for the state of Wyoming, the affiliation being the state of Wyoming and Weather Modification LLC. One twin-engine turboprop aircraft will be used to seed supercooled orographic clouds with glaciogenic pyrotechnics. And if you scroll down, you actually see the region that they've done it in. This one is the Panhandle Groundwater Conservation District. Purpose is rain enhancement in the North Texas Panhandle. Here's another from the South Texas Weather Modification Association. Another report from last year. By the way, you can see that these are final reports that have been reported. They tell you how many modification days occurred in June, July, August, September of 2022. This is another one from the North Dakota Atmospheric Resource Board. This is from 2021, but the reason I'm showing this one, I mean, they're all relevant. Again, no environmental impact statement forms been filled out, and they show you the seeding aircraft, where it's gone. You can see the operations area, the target area, and where the seeding aircraft has gone along with the radar site. People who have seen this report, and I mean it, as you can see, it truly is bombshell. There are projects. We've reviewed over 98 pages of projects of weather modification that has been undertaken in the United States. You've got Utah, Wyoming, North Texas, as I mentioned, Colorado, California. It's all over the United States, and we've got evidence of it. People who've seen the report already since it went up a few hours ago have said this is enough to start a class action lawsuit. So I really do encourage the people of the United States to watch that report. It's actually up already on band.video. Go to Z Media and you'll see it there. Every single person needs to see this report. Now, the Make Sunsets contract that we showed at the very start of that video is actually a project for all of Earth. And they say on their website, they talk about releasing balloons into the atmosphere, but they don't say anything about the other aircraft or other materials that they'll be releasing into the atmosphere other than what they're openly advertising. So we want to know, what exactly are these other aircraft? What exactly are the other materials? On the other side of this break, I would really love to hear from whistleblowers. Whistleblowers will get first priority. The number is 877-789-2539. I want to hear from people who have worked in the industry, who know about the equipment that's used, who are currently working in the industry, who've undertaken these operations, who've repaired some of this equipment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break to keep talking about this very important subject.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And we are back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z. The number to call today on the topic of weather modification geoengineering, I want to hear from everyone, but specifically whistleblowers from the industry, people that have flown these planes, people that may know someone who's flown these planes, because it's private carriers a lot of the time that are doing this stuff, and that's covered in part two of our report coming this week. The number to call today is 877 877- 1-800-789-2539. If you know anything about this equipment, if you have any information about this equipment, if you've serviced these planes or this equipment, if you've made it, we want to hear from you and also from the general population about their observations from the skies. You know, just this weekend I was out. And I noticed that, I mean, I was quite far out from the city, and I noticed that there was a real haze over the entire town that I was traveling through, and the haze quickly turned into a brown or dark gray. I mean, it was brown smoke or haze, and then a chemical smell followed this stuff. And before you know it, the entire area was just completely fogged over. And I thought, this is not normal. I have never seen anything like this. And when I went into some of these reports, and this is covered in part two of the report that's coming this week, which the American Meteorological Society has actually boasted about the geoengineering that they've been, that's been happening worldwide. They talk about projects that span over a 100-kilometer radius. This is humongous amounts of coverage that they're getting over all the Earth. Again, the number to call today is 877-789-2539 on this topic. I want to hear about your observations. I want to hear about the skies. And specifically, I would love to hear from whistleblowers. They will get first priority, but I want to hear from everyone. So within this report that we've just played you a quick excerpt from, I found that electricity companies were doing this in the United States. Water companies, counties, that's state government or our equivalent here in Australia, councils were doing this and engaging private companies that are, you know, named RH Consulting, for example, or, you know, weather modification consultants or weather consultants. And, you know, you've got these pilots working for these private companies. And in fact, the company WeatherTech says that they, you know, they boast about the fact, not WeatherTech, my apologies. It's in the report coming out this week. Forgive me. WeatherTech is the one that conducted weather modification operations in Australia previously. They boast about that on their website, 2007 and 2008, if I'm not mistaken. There is another organization that boasts about this stuff. They have the equipment on their website, and they talk about how they can go and modify your planes. They can modify your private planes. They can fit Cessnas with this technology that can go and spray this stuff into the atmosphere. And again, you know, this contract with Make Sunsets, if you watch the report, and everyone really needs to see it, as I said, people that have seen it already are saying there is enough evidence here to start a class action lawsuit. Here's the thing, everyone. You can refuse the shots. You can refuse genetically modified food. You can eat and use as many natural products as possible, and yet you cannot stop breathing. And we said this last week with Dane Wigington. You cannot stop breathing. What are you going to do outside? And we've already received an email from someone talking about the fact that this stuff gets inside your house. So even if you didn't step outside, what's happening indoors? And it's no longer a theory. Again, the number today is 877-789-2539 on this subject. I want to hear people's observations. I want to hear from whistleblowers. I want to hear from people working in the industry, specifically if you have engaged in this type of activity in the past. What are electricity companies doing involved in this? Well, I've got the flight radar app on my phone. And the planes were flying, there was a plane flying overhead, and I noticed the trail. And so I looked it up, and I noticed that it was an electricity company in here in Australia. So I looked up their webpage, and it said that they're committed to the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And what does that mean? That means that they're potentially engaging in activities that the UN thinks need to be conducted in order to lower the Earth's temperature. in order to block the sun, which, by the way, they call solar radiation management. What a lovely word. Solar radiation management. We're going to manage solar radiation for the next 200 years by blocking out the sun that the Earth desperately needs and stripping the air of CO2, which everything needs to survive, which you need, which all life needs. Trees. Carbon is a requirement of us continuing to survive on this Earth. And they want to starve us of it. I mean, this is absolute insanity. This is absolute insanity, and it needs to be stopped. And again, this contract between Make Sunsets and the NOAA in the United States says for all of Earth. And it's not far-fetched. In that report, we've actually shown everyone how to get to these reports themselves. There's a reason why the NOAA has made all of this public. They have actually published a report. We've gone through the report that discusses the possibility as to why this is all public on a national library like this, on a public library. It's got to do with their strategy of uploading everything onto a central database, essentially feeding it into a super AI computer so that it can, you know, better assess the climate risks than humans. And mind you, this AI is biased because it's being programmed by the very people that tell you that climate change, human-induced climate change, is real. Human-induced climate change. You're the problem. You're the reason why this is happening. And never mind that we're spraying over 100 megatons or up to 100 megatons of highly toxic, cancer-inducing materials into the atmosphere every single day. Because you went out to the park today, you went out beyond your district, you're the problem, and you need to be stopped. You're the carbon they want to reduce. And again, this goes back to my very, very first time guest hosting the Alex Jones Show, where I showed the report from the Australian government themselves talking about these smart city districts. They want everyone in their districts. You're not allowed to leave your little border. And if you do, well, if the CBDCs and the digital IDs are set up, all of a sudden, you've impacted the climate. Your social credit score is impacted. Your ability to do anything is impacted. Heck, you may even go to prison because you've stepped outside of your district. Or worse still, streetlights that can kill you in the smart cities will just zap you to death. While we poison you daily with 100 megatons of toxic chemicals every year into the air. And that's just one company. That's just one contract that we found for all the Earth. How many more companies are doing this? Well, 98 pages of it would suggest plenty. We're starting to see black chemtrails. We're starting to see, and Dane Wigington previously referred to this as or he's got that documentary, Graphene Skies. What's actually in these black chemtrails? I really want to speak to people today on this subject. Again, the number is 877-789-2539. We're going to continue talking about this after the break. If you have anything else that you think that people urgently need to know, please call the number, and I'll see you after this short break. I think it's important for everyone to pull their knowledge, pull their resources from all over the world, particularly on this subject. But I'll happily discuss anything else that people want to talk about today. Again, the phone lines will be open right after this break. I'll speak to you soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Maria. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yay. I was calling because here in California, the LA County, we haven't seen the sun in 3 weeks. And at this time last year, it was already sunny, getting hot. And I know that Memorial Weekend kicks off summer, so we should be already getting warm here. But
yes, absolutely, Lucy. I can confirm that I have seen projects that have been undertaken in California on that website that I've been talking about, the NOAA Library. As I said, 98 pages of these reports, California was included in that. So I really do encourage everyone to, number one, watch the report. Again, it's up on band.video right now in the Z Media tab. go and watch the report and then follow, because we've given everyone instructions on how to get there, and go through. And I mean, every single person in the United States can do this now. The evidence is there. Class action. I mean, lawsuits need to start happening. Mexico banned geoengineering once they found out that Make Sunsets in particular were doing this. They did it unauthorized in Mexico, and Mexico banned it. It's that simple. So the people in the United States can do this. It really, really is. It needs to be stopped. And you're right, Lucy, so many of us can't see the sun, or at least can't see it without a haze. It's absolutely depressing for people. I mean, how dare they do this to us? Thank you so much for your call. Next caller, please. Pete in California, you're on the air.
Yes, I got two chemtrail stories real quick. On there's an Air Force base that doesn't get much attention, Lickett Air Force Base, parallel on the 101. I was actually hiking in the mountains. I saw the nozzle of the chemtrail close above me, okay? So they're flying out of there, probably Edwards Air Force Base as well. And about 10 years ago, I actually saw two chemtrail planes almost have a head-on crash in Los Angeles. And you know when those reporters have the little model of an airplane and they make it a right turn? I've never seen a plane that large make a right-hand turn in midair. I don't know why I looked up, but it turned like almost not a 90 degree, but it turned so viciously I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I called the FAA and I said these were two chemtrail planes, and the guy just kind of like ignored me. It turned so violently, I didn't know a plane that large could do that. You know,
they're fitted with a lot of equipment, Pete. I don't know what equipment would make it able to do that, but I'm sure that there are all sorts of aircraft, apart from regular aircraft, that are fitted with this stuff that are out there conducting this. Thank you so much for your call. We'll move on to the next caller. We've got James in Oklahoma. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Maria. How are you doing today?
Doing well, James.
Well, anyway, I'm from Oklahoma, right? And the last couple days, or the last couple weeks, honestly, it's been really, really overcast and raining every single day, super hard. And yesterday I go up, and it's crazy, man. You can watch the planes. They'll go by, and they'll spray for maybe a minute or two straight, and then you'll see a cutoff point, and they'll just stop spraying and keep going. And then, I watch it all the time out here. In Oklahoma, it's crazy. You'd never think anything out here in the middle of nowhere, but just look up towards the sky and you can see it. It's insane.
James, let me tell you that I saw that a lot of documents that I found in that library were actually for Oklahoma. Many, many. So it's fascinating that you say you wouldn't think that they'd be doing this in Oklahoma. Actually, so many of the projects that have been conducted have been there. So I really do encourage everyone to go and watch that report and go through the library. Thank you so much for your call. Next caller, please. We've got Nikki in Wyoming, also another state, as you just saw, that has had these projects undertaken in it. Nikki, you're on the air.
Hi, Maria. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I see it all the time, the cloud seeding and everything. And my husband actually thinks it's kind of funny because every time we go, we'll go on a drive out in the middle of nowhere, and I'll look up, and you can see, like, the lattice kind of patterns in the sky, and I'm like, oh, look, they're seeding again, and he just laughs. But following up on your report, just right after they did that, I mean, that's why I called in. It was just insane to see that Wyoming was part of it. We literally got almost 4 feet of snow in my town that over a 24 to 36 hour period. And we've never had that much snow except for back in the day in like the 80s and stuff when that was a normal occurrence. In the 4 years I've lived in this town, that's never happened before.
Well, there you go. It's absolutely shocking that this is, you know, people are watching the reports now and saying, oh, I remember when this happened and this is an anomaly. You know, the point is that we are not supposed to mess with the weather like this. We are not supposed to engineer the climate. And, you know, this company Make Sunsets on their very own website says, we don't know what the risks are really, but the world's going to end because of climate change. So we've got to do something. That's literally what they're saying. It's shocking. Leave the weather alone. Leave the climate alone. There's no such thing as human-induced climate change as they're selling it to us. Thank you so much for your call. We'll go to the next caller right now. Ken in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Maria, hi. Yeah, this is Ken. Say, geoengineering, absolutely the biggest taboo subject nationwide and worldwide. I've been monitoring this for a long, long, long time, and I'm going to throw this your way, some information. There's a book out that came out by a gentleman named Peter A. Kirby. The book is called Chemtrails Exposed, A New Manhattan Project by Peter A. Kirby. Tons of information. It was copyrighted in 2020. And back to myself, I've taken many, many, many samples from water samples, rain samples, to snow samples. You would not believe the results I've got that have come down through our air column that we all breathe in this country, and it would blow everybody's mind. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, I believe you, Ken. I believe you, Ken.
Yep,
I truly do believe you. I've written down the name of that book, by the way, and, you know, if you look at what Make Sunsets, for example, have put there, again, they've specified some of the materials that they'll be spraying and releasing through their so-called balloons, but they've said other agents as well. Well, what are the other agents?
The agents are, we've got aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, and now they're talking graphene. This is all in our air column. We are breathing this in. We are sucking this in. And now with the forest fires up in Nova Scotia, all that smoke is coming our way over Minnesota, Wisconsin, and everything else. And that's all being accelerated from the aluminum that's all in them trees over there. And we're breathing that too.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Ken. It's devastating, and this is why I really think that this report that we've just released is going to help people, because there's evidence within it that allows them to actually take legal action against this. Thank you so much for your call. We'll move on to one more caller. I think we have time for one more, maybe two. Let's try and squeeze them in. Mark in West Virginia, you're on the air.
How you doing, Maria?
Doing well, Mark. You're on the air.
Awesome. You hear me? I'll make it quick. I grew up in the St. Louis area. This goes out for the St. Louis Emperor Warriors. Please look into this. It's been with me for many years. About 6 years ago, I went out there, helped a friend start a business. He's been a lifelong friend. We're best friends. We talk about everything. It was go to work, come home, barbecue, drink beer in his driveway. It would pour rain. He was a VIP in one of the St. Louis casinos. Go to the casino. After about a month and a half out there, he said, why are you always looking up? And I said, you haven't noticed what's going on. Well, he's known me as a conspiracy theorist. He joked about it our whole life, but I've been following Alex for about 23 years. And I said, I'm going to show you something. I heard about the chemtrails, was never really into it, bought into it until I went out there. Every evening, Monday through Friday, never on the weekends, never. About 6 o'clock in the evening, St. Louis, listen, they would come in, the white chemtrails would turn a little gray. You mentioned that. They would spread for miles in the sky, and it kept happening. They would have crisscross patterns. Then it would be a haze, and the blue sky would disappear. It would pour the rain for about 30 minutes. I mean, pour. Then blue sky.
Yeah, but Mark, we're almost out of time today, so I really appreciate your call. I appreciate all of these people. The fact is that people everywhere know this is happening. Anyone that looks up into the sky and pays attention knows that this is happening. Again, we're honored to have been here with you all today. Please watch the report. It's up on band.video. It's up on the homepage, interviews page of zmedia.com. And we encourage whistleblowers. We have a contact form on zmedia.com. If you're a whistleblower, we want to hear from you. Thank you so much for your time today, everyone.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life.
For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.